Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today, we are going to jump into one of the favorite topics. I know I say that a lot. I hear myself saying that. But this really is, and there's a lot of reasons. Today, I called the podcast episode Holidays. Now, the name of your holiday might change depending on what you believe. If it's a religious holiday, you know, and you're of a particular faith, you may or may not, you know, honor a certain holiday. Holidays might be different in one country or another because many countries celebrate their independence or confederation or, you know, the establishment of their particular government and so forth, and they have a holiday for that. And the name of it's different. In Canada, we have Confederation Day, which is July 1st, and that's different than July 4th in the U.S., which is Independence Day, the day of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And every country's got something like that. And then there's a pile of religious holidays. We just had Canadian Thanksgiving, which is the second Monday in October. U.S. Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November. And there are other countries that have a holiday around thanks. There are other countries that have holidays around harvest gathering and some of the same symbolism. The issue today, or the thing I want to talk about today, isn't the diversity in holidays, which is astounding and large and everything else. It's about what do they mean and how do they contribute to having your ultimate life? Remember, your ultimate life is your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. So you might love holidays. Some people have a particular love of holidays and they get into the decorations and celebration. And some holidays are accompanied by gift giving like Yuletide and Christmas in the U.S. and in much of Europe and in different places, and other things are accompanied by fireworks or big meals or family get-togethers. Now, you might love holidays or you might hate them. They might have good memories for you or they might have bad memories for you. Holidays in and of themselves are just days. They're days that we remember certain things. Now, this is really important. Part of your ultimate life consists of, in fact, a big part of it, remembering. I'm not suggesting you live in the past or that the best days are behind you. I always believe that your best days are yet to come. Your best day of all is the one you're living right now, no matter what. And the future is always brighter than the past. Your opportunities are always bigger than what is behind you. And that's just the way life really works. Life is happening for you. There's more opportunity in front of you than you've ever missed. Remember that and write it on your heart. Your opportunity in front of you is greater than anything that is in the past. Your best is yet to come. Now, let's get back to holidays. Three parts to today's. One is about loving holidays or hating them. The second part is focusing on the meaning, and we're going to define meaning in a particular way when we get there. And the third part is focus on serving and love. So no matter what the holiday is, everybody has a story about their holidays. They can have ones I've heard a lot of. Now, I grew up in the United States, and so my reference for holidays is mostly the ones that we celebrated when I was in school. And those are the days I didn't have to go to school. So it's New Year's and used to be Lincoln's and Washington's birthday, consolidated to President's Day. Then we added MLK and then and we had Easter. We used to get a week off. And now we changed that to spring break because we don't want it to be too religious. And then we have Memorial Day in May and 4th of July. And then we had Labor Day and we had Veterans Day and we had Thanksgiving, which was always longer because they combined a teacher development day. So we always had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And then we had 2 weeks for now called winter break, used to be Christmas holiday. So those are kind of the traditional ones I grew up with. And I realize in different countries, there's all kinds of different ones. In Canada, they have a bunch of different ones. Also, one of the beautiful things in Canada, they have is Family Day. I love it. They have a February holiday that is Family Day. What an honor to the basic and most powerful and profound institution in the world, in society, period. And I realize there's a lot of attack on that. There's some organization that posted on their website that their design is to end the nuclear family as it has been known. Well, that is a tragedy because the nuclear family, as it has been known, is the foundation of society. There's been all kinds of bad examples of people abandoning families and not doing their responsibilities and absentee fathers and mothers and whatever, but the nuclear family still is the basis of our civilization. So a Family Day in Canada, I love, and I love the fact that they had that here because it honored something that was so important. Often when we hate holidays, it's because of some remembrance. People say, I hate Christmas because I spend it alone all the time. Or I hate Thanksgiving because we get together as a family and all we do is fight. Or I hate New Year's because so-and-so always gets wasted and then it's a mess. Or whatever it is, right? And I hate it when our family gets together because Uncle So-and-so is weird and does weird things or looks at people or I don't know. Whatever it is, there's reasons we love holidays or hate them. But I want to give you a new take on this whole thing. What if you stopped thinking about what holidays have been in the past, what they meant and your experiences, and you chose to start thinking about them a different way? What? Radical. What if you stopped letting the past define you? What if you stopped allowing stuff that happened yesterday decide what tomorrow is going to look like? Like, tomorrow is not a replay of today or yesterday unless you allow it. See, if you're on the way to create your ultimate life, if you're joining me on that wonderful path to create your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts, then every day is better than yesterday. Like, now the Navy SEALs say the only easy day was yesterday in the training, and that is represented by the fact that they're moving to a higher plateau and more work every single day. Well, in the ultimate life pursuit, you're moving to more joy every day. The most joyous day is the one you have. And people are going to get upset and say, yeah, but what if these bad things happen? I don't care. And that doesn't mean I don't care if you have sadness. Of course I do. My heart aches and it is tender towards you. And if I knew, I would pray for you. And if I could, I would serve you. But what I mean by that is things that happen don't have to define you. They don't have to decide how you feel or whether or not you get what you're looking for or get what you think you're looking for. There's no question that you get what you're looking for. You find what you look for. You do. And if you're unconsciously looking for misery, you'll find misery. If you live in a story of you're not good enough or misery, then you'll find that. And you'll create it over and over again. I know because I've done that. So here, let's go back to holidays and say, whether you love them or hate them, here's your choice. Focus on the meaning of the holiday. And more important than the meaning of the holiday is the meaning of your interaction with those around you. Because our whole life is nothing but relationships. I don't have a relationship with the fence post outside that makes a difference. The relationships I have with my wife, with my kids, with my clients, people that I see or run into in the store or on the street, although it's a little bit at a distance now where you wave with COVID and masks on, the relationships are what matters. Now, here's what to think about. What difference can you make? I heard one definition of meaning when someone says, I want to do something that matters. Mattering or meaning is the difference something makes. What is the meaning of something? The meaning of something is the difference it makes. If it makes no difference, it has no meaning. So if you apply that in a hardcore sense, you could say, if my actions, my attitude, my life, my energy, my love make no difference, then they have no meaning. Ooh, What a scary and harsh thought. So let's go there for a minute and let's say then if that's true or if that were to be true, then what I really need to focus on is making a difference, because the difference that I make is the meaning that I leave or the legacy that I leave behind. Now, there's that story of a starfish little boy that was throwing starfish in the ocean, and some dude said, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "Well, the water's way out there. They need to be in the water." And the dude said to the little boy, "Well, there's 1,000 starfish. You can't possibly save them all. You can't make any difference at all." And the little boy stoops and picks up a starfish and throws it out in the water as far as he can and says, "It made a difference for that one." And so that's an old story. You probably heard it, I don't know, a bunch of times. But here's the thing. You're one person. Me, I'm one person. I can't change the world. And if I do, it's still going to be the same way. And it's one event, one small difference at a time. So the idea that I'm not going to do anything because I can't do everything is a sure path to doing nothing. And a sure path to not having your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. So the meaning you make or the meaning you create is what's important. It is the difference you make. So as the holidays come up, and I'm doing this episode now in October because we just had Canadian Thanksgiving in the U.S. holidays, Veterans Day, which is also in Canada and many countries, and then U.S. Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff are the ones that I'm used to. And if you have other holidays, substitute the names of those holidays. And if they're not at this time of year, then remember this at the time of year they are. Because those days are days we congregate. They're days we interact more. They're days of remembrance. And they're days that are full of opportunity to not have it be the same old, same old. They're days that are filled with opportunity for you to create a difference, you to move towards your ultimate life by making a difference for each person. So you can't say, or you could say, "Oh, I'm just gonna make a difference this holiday." Yeah, okay. What if you focused on one person? You know, I am going to make sure this particular person feels included, loved, and is paid attention to. And that's my focus this holiday. I'm going to make one person feel included, loved, and wanted. And that's the difference I choose to make. Now, that's just an idea. You can obviously pick anything you want as the difference you make, and therefore the meaning you create. See, meaning doesn't happen. It's created, and it's created by the difference we choose to make. Now, if all this sounds like I'm putting the responsibility squarely on me and you, I am, because you create your life one day, one act, one word, one thought at a time. It doesn't happen outside of that, and it doesn't happen outside of you. So taking responsibility for the difference that I choose to create, and therefore the meaning I create, is a joyful opportunity that I have and a joyful opportunity that you have. So that's what I want you to think about as you think about holidays. Now, what do we focus on in order to make that difference? Well, there's lots of things I could say, but I want to get to what I think is the most important of all, and that is on service, because your ultimate life is the life you create by serving others with your divine gifts. At holidays, we have the opportunity to see people often that we don't see regularly. Now, with this COVID thing, it's going to be a little weird, but we're still going to see them over Zoom and maybe in person some too, depending on situation. And here's what you can focus on. It's what I'm going to focus on. How do I focus on serving these people or this one person? How can I serve them? And what do I mean by serve? I don't mean bring them breakfast in bed, although that might be appropriate. How can I make their life more full of love, more full of life, more hopeful, more joyful, more optimistic than it is right now? Right now, I see so many people caught up in politics and negativity. How many of those people are having fun? I don't see joy on their faces. I see fear and anger and bitterness. So what I choose to bring to every situation, including this one, is love, opportunity, joy, happiness, openness, hope for the future. Because there is hope. There is positivity everywhere. There is infinite energy. So if you're thinking about what to do this holiday season as it approaches, and I'm speaking of US, but as it approaches, let me suggest you focus on service. Let me suggest you focus on love. Why don't you pick, I'm going to, why don't you join me and pick two people that for the next 30 days or the next 60 days, you can love more. And the game will be figuring out what that love looks like. What will that love toward them? If I were to manifest a little bit more love toward so-and-so or toward this situation, what could that look like? One way is really obvious, and that's service. And service isn't just gifts. Service is true, heartfelt connection. That kind of service means way more than a beautiful wrapped package and a cute little prezi. So my encouragement and my challenge to you to create your ultimate life is to focus as the holidays come or whenever those holidays are for you on service, on love, and I promise as you do, it will enrich your soul and theirs, and you'll experience more of your ultimate life.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet.